Hello and welcome to Happiest Competition on Earth. I'm Ambie, and he's
Jeffers, and
and
Zell
Zelina
is.
is. We don't know where she is.
Yeah, she's
Like
kind of.
no lie, no word of lie, she's
She's
missing.
like MIA, and it's like not good, and.
No, we're a little worried about her. But Dylan's theory is that she is passed out with her phone on silent, so I'm hoping that's what it is.
Yes.
Because but guess what, guys? Guess what? I called her cell phone and her message is in Spanish.
And guess
More
what,
proof that
guys?
she
Guess what? When Abby told me
Yes,
that,
I know what it is.
she said she spoke in Mexican.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, Jeffers, I called Selena and her message was in Mexican. Oops, I mean Spanish.
Waiting for Zell's rage when she
But
gets back on.
yeah, if you'll notice, Jeffers sounds a little different tonight, doesn't he, guys?
I
Why is that, Jeffers?
know. I
Tell us
finally got
why.
my Yeti mail once again.
He's a Yeti, or he's a Yeti now. He's a Yeti convert.
Yes, now
Yeah.
three of us have Yetis.
Yetis are awesome. Yetis are like the official mic of VH, I think now, because like, not, like I think ha at least half of us have
I
Yetis
like
now.
Pharaoh and Satoto and Dylan, and yeah, it's
Yeah.
awesome.
Cool to have Yeti. Yeah. And then the blue product is, I think, the official brand,
I think
but
so.
because I know that a lot of people still have snowballs too. So tonight we are doing the first half-ish, give or take. We really don't know how many people are dropping. We've only had one official drop so far. So we really don't know how many drops we're gonna have by tomorrow. So this could be half of the people. This could be more than half the people. This could be less than half the people. We really don't know. But now we have, I think, 17 of the 18 that we were going to allow. Yeah, we have 17 people tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Yes. Yes, because I numbered it as I was putting their names in. So what
Okay.
we're gonna do is me and Jeffers are going to do with us, just me and him. And if we get in contact with Selena, if she shows up, she'll join in at some point in time. And if not, then tomorrow we might do what we do with Jeffers sometimes when he can't record with us, where we just tack an additional critique onto it. And then we'll, yeah, figure it out as we go. We're kind of winging it right
Yeah,
now.
we're just
Oh!
playing it by ear, so yeah, just bear with
Yeah.
us for now. Sorry, guys.
This was unforeseen circumstances of we don't know what the heck is going on.
Yes.
So,
But
let's get into this. I
round
mean,
one.
but.
Round one. It's gonna be
Round
good.
one. Yay! I will say, though, I did have to. I'm the person that, like, tests listens to everything to make sure that they work for the most part so that, like, they don't know what it is. And I will say, I think we have a new reflection tonight because I think at least three people sang the same song.
Uh-oh. But is that song
Uh-oh.
good though?
I don't
See,
know.
that could be a great thing.
I don't know. I never had a qualm with the song before, but after tonight, I may.
We shall see.
All right, we good to go then?
Yep.
Let's go into the first one. All right, then in that case, first up tonight is Temporary
First
Butterfly.
song of the season.
Gasp! Travel away. Wish that And that was Temporary Butterfly with He's a Tramp from Lady Anne the Tramp.
Ooh la la.
Taking it back. That sounds all weird. I don't know why. All right, Temp. First of all, the music was way too loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, overpoweringly loud. Crazy loud. Your vocals were very nice. Like, the notes were nice. But I don't know. I think it could have used a little bit more. I don't know if it was energy or oomph that I was really looking for. What would you say?
Yeah, I have that down too. Like, I thought my notes were like energy, all right, but like I had like performance question mark. Like, it didn't sound like your performance quite fit the song. Like, I put down maybe it was too formal sounding. I'm not sure.
I think it was a bit like again, focusing a little too much on the notes rather than being into the feel of the song. I think that it needed to be almost a little sluttier. Like, hey, he's a tramp. And I know that you warned us in the email about how it cut off so abruptly like that. But that makes me question why you did it in the first place if you knew it cut off like that. Because that was really, like, a horrible way to end it. It was just like, wish that I could travel his way. And it just stopped. Like, it was a really weak way to end the song because it seemed almost like a mistake rather than a, oh, well, the track did that, so I just went with the track. You should have picked a different song or a different track.
That's strange, though, because I know people did this song last season, like, quite a few, 3 times or something, and so I'm not sure where they got their backtracks from. But I think, like, what I would have liked is if you maybe, like, faded out the backtrack and then just left your a cappella ending. I think that might have been
the exactly. That would have been, I think, a bit stronger, because the way that it just ended like that seemed like a malfunction. It just didn't work.
I mean, we know what's going on, but like, still, it's not very nice to listen to.
No, it's not a pleasant way to end.
Yes. Let's see, I also had down some of your low parts towards the end of the verses, like, and I only hope he'd stay that way, or something like that. Like, that section, it sounded like it got a little pitchy at times. Like, I don't know, it sounded like you were pushing your range a little bit. But vocally, I thought this was pretty good. Like, she hit
I thought it was decent. But the thing is that we're cutting so many people in this first round that I don't know if it, in the long run, it's, I mean, it's the only first one, but we've got, like, what, another 38 people to listen to?
Yes.
I don't know how it's going to hold up in the long run. So if you do squeak by, you need to, like, up it a little bit more and work on the balances in your mixing.
Yes. But that being said, kudos for mixing yourself, because I know you're, like, learning, so that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That was the first song of the season. Yeah. Alright, coming up next is Nani, right?
Nani.
Oh, Allah, Allah, Allah. That's all I can think of when I think of Nani, because you know,
no one's no comment. Let's listen to Nani now. Thank you, Ambie.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend. Waiting just around the river bend. I love once more just around the river bend. Beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send just around the river bend. For me. I feel it there beyond those trees or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who built handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend. Just around the river bend. I look once more. Just around the river bend. Beyond the shore. Somewhere past the sea. Don't know what for. dreams extend just around the river bend. Just around the river bend. Should I choose the smoothest course, steady as the beating drum? Should I marry Kokuom? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver, just around the
And that was Nani with Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas. Beautiful song.
Yeah, I usually not a huge-ish fan of this song, because I've never heard this song done well before.
it was done a couple times season one, but like...
It was done a couple times season one, and like there was a couple like, it was good moments, but never like another like, wow,
yeah, I don't think
awesome.
Anyone really like knocked out of the park with this song yet, but did Nani do it? We shall see. Nani, I thought this was like really pretty and refreshing sounding. What I really liked about her version of this song was that the performance and energy was very appropriate throughout the song. Like I thought
she
nailed the performance head on, and even vocally, this was very good. Like this was a good, strong song, Nani, for round one. I really liked the way you emphasized just around the river bend in the verses. I thought it was very good. And what I really liked about her song more than like just the, I mean, she did the power notes and the high notes well too, but I really liked the ending too and how it slows down. And I've heard other people cover this song and like their energy kind of does a little drop at the end when the music dies down.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But
totally.
I liked how Nani like kept the energy and the performance like very appropriate and up, and she didn't like, the energy was still there.
She didn't poop out.
Yes, she finished the song strong, and I like that. So I thought this was great. Good job.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think this is one of the best covers of this song I have ever heard, because I thought your voice was really nice on it. I thought that your energy was fantastic. You didn't like have like, I would say, the Pocahontas voice, quote unquote, because you're a little higher than Pocahontas, but you had that feel of the character and what the song was about and what she's feeling and thinking at that point. And oh God, I loved the longing in your voice during the slow part, like the should I choose the smoothest course, and then the or do you still wait for me? Like I could feel you waiting. I could feel you waiting, Nani. Like, ooh, Nani, I don't want you to have to wait anymore, but you're gonna have to wait some more longer. My only nitpick was I was not a huge fan of when you were in the first verse and chorus switching into your head voice for the I Look Once More's. Because then later on in the song, you belted them in your chest voice. And I thought they sounded much stronger and controlled when they were belted in the chest voice than when they were just sung pretty in the head voice. Mm-hmm. The break was very distinct. And I liked them better when they were in the chest voice. And I kind of wish you would have kept them chest the entire time. But that was really my only like nitpick.
I think maybe she was going for a build like throughout the song. I'm not sure, but...
I could see that. It was just the break between the head and the chest was very drastic.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, oh, whoa, type of thing.
But I mean, overall, this was great.
I really liked this, Nani.
The performance was like awesome.
It's totally awesome.
Totally awesome. Yeah. Let's see. Up next is me too. Up next is Nikki Bryant, who apparently plays the bass.
A Right VH member!
Yes! We are taking over slowly. One at a time.
Take that, other residential areas of VH. Ha!
All right, let's listen to Nikki Bryant.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see, them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land they understand, bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand, and ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and how does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above? Out of the sea, wish I could be part of that world.
And that was Nikki Bryant with Part of Your World, Little Mermaid. Adorable. Oh, Nick. Oh, it's, I don't know, I threw a blank.
Your voices and your acting is so amusing. Continue.
I know. Okay, I'm a little torn on this one because I thought that your voice was very adorable and charming. I think that it could have been more into, like, the meaning of the song and, like, you know, intense and so on and so forth. But I thought they were very pretty vocals. My biggest issue here was that there was a lot of glitchiness going on.
Yeah, it sounded like her mic had a really crackly thing going on, almost like,
yeah, it was really glitchy.
It reminded me of, like, my broken mic that's sitting on my table. Like, as I would record, it would just the spontaneous crackle, and it's, like, horrible. And yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was weird, like snap, crackle, poppy. And it just, I don't know if it was something you did to, like, because you mentioned something about, like, hisses and clicks. I didn't hear any hisses and clicks. I heard, like, mic distortion. And I just don't know. And that, and I don't know, your sound quality also was not the best. It sounded very muffled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that the singing voice was good. But it needed a little bit more, maybe some dynamics as well in there, like build and connection. But the biggest thing was, like, technically this was not very good. Like, technically as in, like, not your technique, but as in
quality wise,
like quality of your recording. Yeah.
And the full package.
Yeah, Jeffords.
Another, apart from the mic quality thing, another problem I had with her song, which which is not really on her singing, is more on the backtrack. It had the melody line in the song. Did you hear that?
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yes, I for some reason skipped over that. It felt like, because the melody was there, it felt like she was like skipping ahead of it and then getting behind it.
Yeah, and
like constantly.
And I think because the melody line was there, like, unless she like sang with the melody line to the point, like, it sounds bad with the backtrack. So I think that might have been what could have sacrificed some of the dynamics she could have thrown into the song. So
yeah.
And like when she spoke, like the thing of Bob's, I got 20, or those talking lines.
It was very cute. It was charming.
No, but like I was gonna say that, like, while she spoke it and it was charming and cute, like the backtrack had the melody of, like,
yeah, it was funny, like, da, 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 with like a funny like mock synthesizer saxophone or something. Yeah. I don't know.
So I wasn't a fan of your backtrack either, but vocally I thought this was pretty though, and I thought you got your talking lines down nice, which was a problem in a lot of the auditioners that did this song. And you have a nice, pretty vibrato, too. Yeah.
It's very, very sweet voice.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Very, very, like, young princessy voice. And I thought you...
Yeah.
I thought you picked a good song choice, backtrack aside. Yeah, just work on the dynamics a little bit, and mainly their quality, but we shall see.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see. We shall see. All right.
Who's up next? I think it's
let's
Blue Man 39 is up next.
Oh, cool.